This is Jessica Ortner, and I'd like to welcome you to this special four-part teleclass series, Breaking the Cycle of Stress and Overwhelm. We'll be speaking to Pamela Bruner from MakeYourSuccessEasy.com. Welcome, Pamela.
Thank you, Jessica. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, Pamela, I am thrilled about this teleclass series because I think it's exactly what we need with our busy lives. So before we go really dive into the first class, can you talk a little bit about what the whole teleclass is about and some things that we can expect to learn throughout these 4 weeks?
Absolutely. We're going to be doing tapping in all of the series and every one of the series because, as you and I know, tapping is one of the best techniques we have for dealing with whatever comes up in our lives, and certainly stress and overwhelm is a major, has a major impact. So we will be doing tapping in every session. In general, the way it's laid out is that the first session we're going to talk about why stress and overwhelm are so pervasive, some of the things that contribute to it, how do we start to break the cycle. Then we'll also get into things in other lessons like what are the practical steps I can take, some very nuts and bolts things to reduce stress and overwhelm. We'll talk about the power of free time and how to create that even if you don't think you have enough time for it, and some new beliefs and practices that you can use to turn around stress and overwhelm.
Great. So let's get right into it. You said that this is something that we're going to learn, why stress and overwhelm are so pervasive. So why are they so pervasive?
Well, you have to look both at today's culture and what's going on in today's society, and also at human beings in a sort of historical or anthropological format. Okay, well, a lot of big words. What does that mean? What it means is that we are programmed to respond to things that are threatening. This is something that we were programmed to do 50,000 years ago. And I think I talked about this in the summit as well, that it was very necessary for our safety to be aware of things that were dangerous. When, you know, if you knew a particular valley had a saber-toothed tiger in it, then you needed to be really on guard and nervous and aware anytime you went close to that. The thing is, in today's society, we don't have those same kind of physical threats for the most part. Most of us live with non-physical threats, like we're afraid of being fired or not making the sale, or we're afraid of a relationship is not going to work out, or we're afraid that, you know, we can't lose the weight we want to lose. These very non-physical threats are still threatening to us. And because they're always there, we never get downtime. So we live 24/7 in this state of stress and overwhelm. There's so much that's available to us now, and that abundance is wonderful. But if we don't have any way to sort or prioritize it in our lives, it occurs as overwhelm. Mm-hmm. There is actually something called choice paralysis, where when you give people too many choices, they actually tend to walk away from making a choice instead of stepping into a choice. So just lots of opportunities in today's society for stress and overwhelm. Does that make sense?
It definitely makes sense. And when we have the intention to really combat this, to really overcome it, why do you find that it's so hard for many people? Why is it this you know, hard chain to break?
Well, a lot of the reason is that people try to stop it cold. They think, I just want to eliminate stress and overwhelm. And that's like saying, I just want to turn around my entire life right now in one fell swoop and never experience it again. And when you try to do something like that, you set yourself up for failure. And then we're right back in the cycle again of, oh, I can't and I'm a failure. And then we just add to our stress and overwhelm. So the orientation of I want to eliminate this can be very damaging. The other thing is that people actually get used to the feeling of stress. It starts becoming normal, just like a background white noise becomes normal. Or if you live in a noisy environment, that you're sort of used to a background level of noise. And stress and overwhelm can be like this, that you're used to living in a state of tension. And the absence of that tension actually feels odd to you. You think you would like it, but maybe you're not even really aware of what it feels like. And so you can't really aim for that. People say, oh, I want to relax, but then they come to a state of relaxation and calm, and it feels so unusual or unfamiliar to them that they step right back into stress and overwhelm.
Pamela, you just mentioned an incredible point about how we often expect to change our lives right away and we want it instantly. When we begin to understand this and we know that we have to take it one step at a time, how, like through your experience, through working with clients, how do you usually see people progressing? How do you know that people are getting better?
Well, what I see, and the way I like to measure with my clients is changes in SUDS levels. Because when the subjective units of the distress, the 0 to 10 scale, when we see those scales moving, we know that things are happening and we're getting results, even though we may not have reached the core issue or we may not have collapsed the entire problem yet. And, you know, tapping is famous for one-minute wonders, and it's terrific when they happen. It's very exciting when you tap for a few minutes and remove your headache or remove a fear of something that you're going to do and you feel good again. But really what we're doing with tapping and with any of these changes is that we're changing very old patterns that we've set up. And these patterns have lots of legs on them. If you use the tabletop analogy, there's a tabletop with a whole lot of legs, and we have to remove or change a whole lot of legs before that table will collapse. So we use the SUDS level to indicate that we're making changes. It's like, okay, so I was at a 10 on this, now I'm at a 0 or a 2 or something. Wow, I've really made progress. And I have another tabletop to, or another leg to work on. And so when people start taking that approach, you can see progress and you know you feel better, but to really change a situation, especially like stress and overwhelm, that's so all-encompassing and affects so many areas of your life, this isn't a one-minute wonder situation. This is something that takes a little work over time.
And what do you recommend for someone who begins to find results with tapping, but they begin to have a new level of frustration when the stress comes back?
I always find that a little bit funny that we say, wow, I feel a lot better, but I'm not done yet. How frustrating. Well, good for you. You know, you're not at 100% stressed out. Now you're at 90%. That's great. Let's celebrate the progress that you've made rather than how far you still have to go. Because we always have somewhere to go in life. I don't think there are any tappers. I don't even know if there are people on the planet who are done working. In fact, the people that I know that seem most spiritually aware are the ones who tell you most that they still have more work to do. So it's really about how happy can I be in this moment, how can I use tapping in this moment to improve my situation, and how can I use it over time to reduce my stress and overwhelm and step into a pattern of gradually improving my life. How can I get a little bit better every day?
And Pamela, how can we begin to tap on general stress and overwhelm?
Well, you know, there's a lesson in tapping that says you always want to go for the specific. Now, there are exceptions to that, but I would tend not to tap on general stress and overwhelm. So this is the first lesson that I would bring in tapping on this issue, is I would look instead for how stress and overwhelm shows up in your life so that you can tap on the specific. For example, if you feel like, I've got too many things to do today, I'll never get them all done. I would not at that point tap on, I feel so stressed and overwhelmed. I would instead tap on, I have so many things to do today, I'll never get them all done. See how we move from the general to the specific?
Yes. Great. And what actually happens when we begin to become more specific? Why is it so much more effective than just tapping in general?
I still think that you can clear things by tapping on the general, but here's what happens, and this is something that trips a lot of especially new tappers up, is that they'll be tapping on, I feel so stressed and overwhelmed, and they'll be thinking about all the things I have to do today. And then that issue may actually clear, or at least it'll drop, and they'll immediately start thinking of, well, all the things I have to do this week. And then that issue will drop, but they'll go, gosh, well, I'm going to be so busy this weekend because... And they'll get to the end of 10 minutes of tapping and go, I still feel stressed and overwhelmed. And what they don't realize is they've cleared today, this week, and this weekend, but the month is still there for them. Whereas if you tap very specifically on things, you'll go, you know, maybe at the end of that tapping round, you might say something like, you know, I may not get everything done today, but I'm really okay with that. I'll do the best I can. And you can really see the change in that even though you go, well, now I still have a lot of other things to conquer, but I'm okay with what I get done today.
Right. Another question that's very common with people who are new is they want to know how much do they need to tap? Do they need to tap every day and for how long?
It's funny because, you know, we've talked before about tapping not being a magic pill, and I feel like someone dispensing something and say, tap for 5 minutes, 2 times a day.
Yeah.
And the answer is there is no one answer for tapping. I can't imagine not tapping every day. I mean, it's so much a part of my life. You know, it's like brushing my teeth and washing my face. I mean, I tap. And how much I tap every day? Well, I don't think I ever tap less than 10 minutes twice a day, but sometimes I might tap as much as 45 minutes or an hour, just depending on what's up for me that day. And that's not even the tapping that I do with my clients. That's my personal work. And everybody's going to have a different schedule and a different amount of time they think they can spend. One of the things I've taken to doing is tapping along with my exercise. Like if I go for a walk or I'm doing some aerobics at home or something, I'll actually tap sometimes while I'm doing that. And I feel like then I get double duty.
Yeah, definitely. Pamela, do you have some tapping that we can do now, something that can help us get started on this journey of breaking the cycle of stress?
Yes, I'm actually going to take a step back from the stress and overwhelm and look at this in a more, it's funny, I said be specific. Now we're going to step back and give yourself permission to work on this slowly, because I think that's really the first step. And as I said, I'd love it if the people who are listening would begin to work on crafting their own statements about their stress and overwhelm so they can do things very specifically. But what we'll do here is we'll do some setup to get people in a frame of mind where it might make it easier for them to tap on stress and overwhelm. Okay?
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. If that didn't make any sense, let's just tap. We'll see what happens.
No, it made sense to me. All right, I'm ready to tap.
All right, tap the karate chop point. Even though I want to get rid of the stress and overwhelm now.
Even though I want to get rid of the stress and overwhelm now.
I choose to consider it's a process.
I choose to consider it a process.
Even though I really want to get rid of this now.
Even though I really want to get rid of this now.
I want to remove the stress from my life immediately.
I want to remove the stress from my life immediately.
And that thought's causing me stress too.
And that thought is causing me stress too.
I choose to consider giving myself time.
I choose to consider giving myself time.
And I know that a little bit of progress is a good thing.
And I know that a little bit of progress is a good thing.
Because over time, I'm going to reduce stress and overwhelm.
Because over time, I'm going to reduce stress and overwhelm.
Even though I want to get rid of this right now.
Even though I want to get rid of this right now.
I choose to take it step by step.
I choose to take it step by step.
Okay, tap for me on the eyebrow. I want to get rid of stress and overwhelm now.
I want to get rid of stress and overwhelm now.
Outside of the eye. I really want to correct this right now.
I really want to correct this right now.
Under the eye. I don't want to live with this anymore.
I don't want to live with this anymore.
Under the nose. Can't I just do the right tapping routine?
Can't I just do the right tapping routine?
On the chin. The tapping routine that will remove all my stress and overwhelm?
The tapping routine that will remove all my stress and overwhelm.
Collarbone. I suppose it doesn't work that way.
I suppose it doesn't work that way.
Under the arm. But I really want to get rid of this now.
But I really want to get rid of this now.
Top of the head. What if I could take it one step at a time?
What if I could take it one step at a time?
Eyebrow. What if I could reduce my stress even 10%?
What if I could reduce my stress even 10%?
Outside of the eye. That would be an improvement.
That would be an improvement.
Under the eye. And then I could do another 10% another day.
And then I could do another 10% another day.
Under the nose. So maybe I don't have to do it all today.
So maybe I don't need to do it all today.
On the chin. I don't know if it's possible to do it all in one day.
I don't know if it's possible to do it all in one day.
Collarbone, I'm not even sure my body would know what to do with all that calm.
I'm not sure my body would know what to do with all that calm.
Under the arms. What if I could just take it one step at a time?
What if I could just take it one step at a time?
Top of the head. Actually, that thought is kind of calming. Eyebrow. I don't have to do it all in one fell swoop. Outside of the eye. I can take this process step by step. Under the eye. I can slowly remove stress and overwhelm from my life. Under the nose. And I know I can do this. On the chin. Step by step, I can do this. Collarbone. And it will feel so good. Under the arm.
I'm going to feel a little better each day.
Top of the head. I choose to give myself all the time I need. Eyebrow. To reduce stress and overwhelm in my life. Outside of the eye. And I choose to start today. Under the eye. Okay, take a deep breath.
Well, Pamela, that tapping personally felt really powerful. And as I was tapping, I just began to really understand and realize how we do this to ourselves, how we give ourselves these expectations. And it's good to want things and to have intentions, but that same pressure can debilitate us.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's very important to set goals and to point to where you want to go and to focus on that. I mean, these are all things that all the great growth teachers teach. And yet at the same time, when we try to do it all at once, whether it's personal growth and removing stress and overwhelm or making a change in our lives or our business or our physical health, that I've got to do it right now is part of what contributes to that stress and overwhelm.
It's like we're getting stressed about overcoming stress.
Exactly. So that's the first step I want to take, is to back up and say, let's not work on the stress and overwhelm. Let's work on the need to get rid of the stress and overwhelm. And in doing so, it actually brings us in a state where we can work on it.
And it brings us to the setup phrase that, you know, EFT in particular is so famous for, you know, which is, even though I have this problem, I accept myself, or I deeply and completely love and accept myself. Is this really what we're doing here? The first step to overcome the stress is to be at peace with the stress?
I think so. I tend not to use the "I deeply and completely accept myself" a lot, because I find that for a lot of people it's very challenging to say, and they feel inauthentic when they say that. So instead, I like choice statements, where you will make a choice to move a little bit in a positive direction, or say, maybe I want to accept myself, or I'd like to accept this stress, or I choose to be okay with where I am, rather than I deeply and completely accept myself. If you can say that statement and feel 100% comfortable and congruent with it, by all means, use it. If not, use one of these other choice statements, like the ones I just used in that tapping routine, to begin to move yourself slightly in the direction of less stress and overwhelm and a little more into acceptance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems this is ideal for those who are real goal achievers, to kind of calm down a little bit and trust the process. It gets you out of your head, really.
Exactly, because it's mostly the type, what we'll call type A people, who have the stress and overwhelm, and they're the ones who always want to get rid of it right away, too. So I think that acceptance and one step at a time and take a deep breath, you'll get there, approach can be very helpful.
Great. Well, I know we did a really powerful tapping round, but I am a sucker for these tapping rounds. Can we do one more to help us relieve ourselves from this pressure we might feel?
Absolutely. Let's focus on something that you could use on a daily basis for this, okay?
Okay.
tap the karate chop point with me. Even though I feel so stressed about what I have to do today.
Even though I feel so stressed about what I have to do today.
I'm just overwhelmed by all the tasks that are in front of me.
I'm just overwhelmed by all the tasks that are in front of me.
I choose to take them one at a time.
I choose to take them one at a time.
And to give myself a break.
And to give myself a break.
Knowing I'll do the best I can.
Knowing I'll do the best I can.
Even though I feel stressed and overwhelmed.
Even though I feel stressed and overwhelmed.
Because I have so much to do today.
Because I have so much to do today.
And I don't think I can get it all done.
And I don't think I can get it all done.
I choose to give it my best.
I choose to give it my best.
And to do whatever I can.
And to do whatever I can.
And I choose to have that be enough.
And I choose to have that be enough.
Even though I'm overwhelmed with all I have to do today.
Even though I'm overwhelmed with all I have to do today.
And I feel like the roof's going to cave in if I don't get this done.
And I feel like a roof is going to cave in if I don't get this done.
I choose to take a deep breath.
I choose to take a deep breath.
And allow myself to be in the moment.
And allow myself to be in the moment.
Because I'm probably going to live through till tomorrow.
Because I'm probably going to live through till tomorrow.
Tap for me on the eyebrows. I feel so stressed and overwhelmed.
I feel so stressed and overwhelmed.
Outside of the eye. I have so much to do today.
I have so much to do today.
Under the eye. How am I ever going to get all this done?
How am I ever going to get all of this done?
Under the nose. I just have too many things to fit in one day.
I just have too many things to fit in one day.
On the chin. I don't know how I'm going to accomplish all these things.
I don't know how I'm going to accomplish all these things.
Collarbone. What if I don't?
What if I don't?
Under the arms. It feels like I'll be letting people down.
It feels like I'll be letting people down.
Top of the head. It feels like I'll be letting myself down.
It feels like I'd be letting myself down.
Eyebrows. I don't know how I'm going to get everything done.
I don't know how I'm going to get everything done.
Outside of the eye. I can choose to give it my best.
I can choose to give it my best.
Under the eye. What if nobody could get this much done in a day?
What if nobody could get this much done in a day?
Under the nose. Then why should I expect that of myself?
Then why should I expect that of myself?
On the chin. But I so much want to be Superman.
But I so much want to be Superman.
Collarbone. What if I just accepted myself instead?
What if I just accepted myself instead?
Under the arms. What if I just did the best that I could?
What if I just did the best that I could?
Top of the head. I'm choosing to do the best I can today.
I'm choosing to do the best I can today.
Eyebrow. Whether I get everything done or not.
Whether I get everything done or not.
Outside of the eye. I choose to give it my best.
I choose to give it my best.
Under the eye. And I'm open to the idea.
And I'm open to the idea.
Under the nose. That could be good enough.
That could be good enough.
On the chin. That my best is really good enough.
That my best is really good enough.
Collarbone. I love the idea that my best is really good enough.
I love the idea that my best is really good enough.
Under the arm. Because that's what I have to offer.
Because that's what I have to offer.
Top of the head. I choose to give it my best today.
I choose to give it my best today.
Take a deep breath.
Wonderful. Thank you, Pamela.
You bet. That's a routine I'd like people to use on a daily basis.
Well, that actually leads me to my next question, because I wanted to know whether there's any homework that we can do between now and the next call.
Yes. I'd like to request that people tap at least once, preferably twice a day, if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. And I'm guessing that'll be 99% of the people listening to this call, or maybe 100%. You can use the tapping routine that we just did, Or you can create your own personal tapping routine based on a specific incident or series of events that you need to accomplish that's having you feel stressed and overwhelmed. Either way, if it's only 5 minutes in the morning and 5 minutes in the evening, do this tapping. Now, one quick note, when you tap in the evening, what I'd like you to tap on is accepting what you did during the day. So in the morning, it's about, I have too much to do, and I'm going to accept that I give it my best. And in the evening, it's, I accept what I did today.
Okay.
Would you like to do like a one minute of that?
Yeah, let's do it.
So people get in the
Yeah, I think that'd be great.
Okay, let's do that. Okay. Tap the karate chop point. Even though I didn't get everything done today.
Even though I didn't get everything done today.
I choose to accept and acknowledge what I did.
I choose to accept and acknowledge what I did.
Even though I didn't get everything done today.
Even though I didn't get everything done today.
I choose to acknowledge the things I accomplished.
I choose to acknowledge the things I accomplished.
Even though I didn't get everything done today.
Even though I didn't get everything done today.
Because my to-do list is as long as my arm.
Because my to-do list is as long as my arm.
I choose to focus on what I did accomplish.
I choose to focus on what I did accomplish.
And acknowledge myself for that.
And acknowledge myself for that.
Tap for me on the eyebrows. I didn't get everything done today.
I didn't get everything done today.
Outside of the eye. I could have done more.
I could have done more.
Under the eye. Maybe.
Maybe.
Under the nose. Maybe not.
Maybe not.
On the chin. I didn't get everything done today.
I didn't get everything done today.
Collarbone. I wonder if I could have done more.
I wonder if I could have done more.
Under the arm. Or I wonder if I gave it my best.
Or I wonder if I gave it my best.
Top of the head. What if whatever I do is the best I can do?
What if whatever I do is the best I can do?
Eyebrows. What if today really was the best I could do?
What if today really was the best I could do?
Outside of the eye. Maybe I have things I still need to clear.
Maybe I have things I still need to clear.
Under the eye. Maybe I have new ways of learning to work.
Maybe I have new ways of learning how to work.
Under the nose. Maybe there are ways I could get more efficient.
Maybe there are ways I could get more efficient.
On the chin. But maybe today was the best I could do.
But maybe today is the best I could do.
Collarbone. So I'm celebrating what I did today.
So I'm celebrating what I did today.
Under the arms. I acknowledge myself for what I accomplished today.
I acknowledge myself for what I accomplished today.
Top of the head. I choose to be proud of what I accomplished today.
I choose to be proud of what I accomplished today.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah, I can definitely see how that alone can have a really profound impact on someone at the end of the day. And talk about sleeping. I bet you sleep so much better after doing that.
You really do. I tap every night before I go to sleep now, and it is amazingly helpful in just putting me to sleep right away and making me feel better, reducing bad dreams. I mean, lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Really nice to tap before you go to bed.
Well, Pamela.
And that's a good reason.
Right. Well, what can we expect for next week? What do we have to look forward to?
Well, next week, I want to talk about some really practical things that you can do to decrease your stress and overwhelm. Because now that we've talked about acceptance and acknowledgement and starting to just reduce the pressure on ourselves, there are actually things that we can do to reduce that. And this is going to be probably the most nuts and bolts call that we do besides the tapping.
Oh, amazing. I look forward to it. Pamela, thank you so much. I'll speak to you next week.
Sounds good, Jessica. I'll talk to you then.